What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. The session is now open. My name is Arsenio Mash. You can follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR. And with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janu of the Brandon Janu Show. Follow him on Instagram at Brandon Janu Show. What's up, brother? How's it going today?
I'm here.
No doubt.
I don't know how to explain it better than that, but I'm here. What about you, man? What about you, man?
Not bad, man. Hanging in there, starting to clean up some stuff, getting it all ready for the big move and shit like that. Other than that, man, doing pretty well, bro. I ain't even going to lie. Before we begin, though, I want to say thanks to everybody that watched and listened to last week's episode, GI1. I still can't say the shit, but it was a really good performing episode. So thanks for everybody that watched, that shared, that listened, and all that good stuff. I'm a little bit under the weather today. The past few days, I've been really sick. Ended up going to a comedy show last week, and it was pouring down rain. So, yeah, I got a little bit under the weather. So the past couple days, I've been hating life. But I'm actually feeling a little bit better today. I actually got a cigar, as you can see. And but other than that, man, I'm doing all right, man. Doing all right. I'm just happy to fucking be here. I'm not even going to lie. Being behind the camera, being behind this microphone, man, I'll tell you what. This is real therapy for me. So I'm just happy to do it. I ain't even going to lie.
I'm happy that you're happy, my brother. That's a beautiful thing, man. How was the comedy show, matter of fact? I wanted to hit you up and ask you how that show was.
It was great, man. I ended up getting a phone number. Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. So I can't complain. Shout out to her.
That's what I'm doing. Shit.
Hell yeah, man. Why not, right? I get down to the club. I get down to the club and smells like nothing but weed in there. Because, you know, the in D.C. is legal, so. Walking, I'm like, damn, it smelled good as hell up in this motherfucker. I was like, I'm gonna love this shit. Thinking that it was gonna be like that on the other side where I was. Nah, everybody was just having dinner, having a good old time. You know what I mean? But the show was great, man. It was, I saw Big J Okerson, Louis J Gomez, and they had an opener. I forgot her name. She was fine as hell, though. She was funny as hell, fine and funny. And that's a great combination, by the way. And it was a good show. I didn't stay very long towards the end because I had to get the fuck out of there, get out of DC. I don't like staying in DC too long. You know what I mean? Especially when I'm paying $15 an hour for parking.
Oh, hell no. Good God. No.
Yeah. But it was fun, man. Had a good old time. Laughed a lot, yo. Got really drunk.
That's the best goddamn way to go.
Yeah, man. Well, I pre-gamed. It took me about an hour and 15 to get there. So I got there probably 30 minutes before the show started. So I'm down in the parking garage, just drinking it up, getting ready for it. And that was it, honestly. And then walking up, I'm over here walking up, and it's just. As soon as I walked outside of the garage, it just started pouring down. Like, man, fuck. I had to walk two blocks.
Oh, hell nah.
Yeah, that's why I'm sick. Yep. But yeah, it was fun, man. Had a good old time. A lot of people were there for Thursday night. You know what I'm saying? They put me at the singles table. Because all the single purchase tickets got grouped together. That's how I was able to meet the person that gave me their phone number. Yeah. So talking comedy, come to find out, she's a big fan of Big J Okerson's Netflix special and his stand-up comedy. She didn't know anything about his podcast or anything like that, which I was happy for because the shit they be talking about on Legion of Skanks, boy, be out there. So. And I wasn't sure how she would take that, but no, it was cool. It was pretty cool, man. Had a good old time, good old fun time.
Yeah, Big J Okerson, man, I've watched him since he was on Bad Boys of Comedy. So I'm, I remember him on Bad Boys and Comedy. That shit was so fucking funny. <He's> like,
that's right. He was on that shit.
Yeah, man. He's talking about his friend Jamel. He's like, Jamel, I've seen Jamel fight a man with a gun in his hand. He wasn't afraid of that shit at all. But he was afraid, but he's terrified of pictures of squirrels.
That's hilarious.
I've never laughed so hard. He said, he ain't afraid of that shit at all, but he's terrified of pictures of squirrels.
That's weird. No, the first time I saw Big J was on Ari Shaffir's This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central.
Oh, my God. That shit is so funny. Which one?
Either one of them. The first one was when he lost his virginity.
I watched the one, The Man Seeking Man. That shit is fucking hilarious.
So good, man. He's such a good fucking comic.
Yo, that shit is so fucking hilarious. Like, the fact that the way he does that shit is incredible. Like, yeah, man. I love comedy. I love comedy, man. That's all I do on YouTube is just watch comedy.
Right on.
That and podcasts. It's like that and podcasts. I don't really
I'm
do
the
anything
same
else.
Way. Yep. I'm the same way, man. Just that and comedy. I love comedy. Let's talk about comedy.
Let's do it, man.
What was the first time you saw some stand-up or, what was the first time you saw stand-up comedy?
Comic View. I had Def Comedy Jam, but Comic View really was like the one I really started gearing towards comedy was. Especially with like Ricky Smiley was like the host of mm-hmm. Comic View. Mm-hmm. That's when I really started watching Comic View. Like that was the one, especially when they went to New Orleans and started doing it in New Orleans and stuff like that. That was always the one I always watched. So yeah, Comic View was like the first time I really watched comedy.
Comic View was the shit.
Yes, it was.
Fucking some more. That's the first time I saw some more. Earthquake, motherfucking.
Oh shit.
Damn. No, I'm lying. The first time I saw some more was on Def Comedy Jam. That's when I first started watching stand up. Was Def Comedy Jam.
Comedy Jam, yeah.
Yeah. But on because that was on BET, the other one. What was it called?
Mm-hmm. Comic View.
Comic View. Yeah, that was on BET at night. So I would mm-hmm. right before I go to bed. Cedric the Entertainer was the host of that.
Yeah.
Some more came out of there. I thought, oh no, she was on Def Comedy Jam. But I used that's when I saw her do multiple sets was on Comic View because she was on there a lot. She was on Comic View a lot. She was on there like at least once a month. Fucking Earthquake. What's the other big cat name, man?
Bruce.
Yep. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucking right, man. A bunch of fucking comics that I heard of came out of there, man.
Yeah, I mean, comedy is such a, like I said last week about comedy, it's the first line of freedom of speech. Yeah. If you don't respect that, then it's kind of like how I feel about it. It's fucking ironic that we talk about comedy because like T.I. getting booed at the Barclays Center because he's trying to be a comedian. It's like, bro, you got to understand what comes with that. Like, you're T.I. The fact that you didn't even change your fucking name makes it worse. Like, change your name. Like, nigga already got an idea of it's T.I. I expect you to be rapping about Rubber Band Man. Why the fuck are you trying to make me laugh? I don't want to laugh at your ass. I want you to perform what the fuck I know you do already.
That's a good point.
Change your name, at least.
True. Or go by his real name.
That's you what I'm saying. Change your name.
Yeah.
Go by your real name.
Absolutely. But we have to understand, though, he may be comfortable up there holding the mic, being in front of people. But that doesn't translate to comedy. That doesn't translate to being funny. Entertaining is one thing. Being funny is totally different. What did he get booed for? Because I don't even know what he got booed for.
Because he tried to be a stand-up comedian. He was saying some jokes that just wasn't funny.
Yeah. we have to understand he's an open micer. He's like... He's only been doing it for what, a few months?
But here's the thing. There's a respect to comedy. You know this like I do. There's a respect to any craft. You don't just jump in and start doing a podcast. Like, you got to know what the fuck you are actually going to talk about at one point. Sure. Other than us, because we just jump in and do whatever the fuck comes to mind. But but that's when we're good at this shit. Other motherfuckers might have to have a script. They need a script written down. They need a topic already in the vicinity. They need shit to just do it. They can't just go out there and do it. And I think that's the thing about, we got to respect other people's crafts. I don't understand how a T.I. could go out there and be like, I'm going to be a comedian now. When, nigga, I grew up listening to your music. I know your story already. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard for me. It takes damn near 15, 20 years for a good comedian to get a fucking proper context of the craft. Mm-hmm. So for you to jump out there in a couple of months and think just because you're T.I., the shit just going to slap regardless. It's like, that's disrespectful to comedians, my guy. Like, the fact that you're on a marquee with Eddie Griffin is disrespectful as fuck to me.
Yeah, it's only because of his name and what he's
doing. That's it, and that's fucked up. You can't do that. Like, if in any other field, nobody else jumps in and just, I'm a doctor now. No, nigga, you gotta go to school for that shit. There's rules to this shit. I get it because you're T.I., but nigga, them stories ain't gonna slap like you think. Nigga, that takes years of crafting that shit. Yeah. You gotta know what the fuck that means to be a comedian. That's why Dave Chappelle is regarded as a GOAT. That's why Chris Rock is regarded as a GOAT. Eddie Griffin. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was Patrice O'Neal. Like, Patrice O'Neal in this era, I think will be just as Patrice O'Neal in this era will be just as loved as Dave Chappelle, probably more, because he's just so fucking unfiltered. He would not have given a fuck. Mm-hmm. Imagine him doing a podcast. Oh my God.
Patrice? Damn it.
Oh my God, he did a podcast. With him and Big J, because they had my God, man.
That's who found Big J, was Patrice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, man, they did it on the radio back in the Opie and Anthony days. I was never an Opie and Anthony guy. I always listened to Howard Stern. Because that was Howard Stern's competition, was Opie and Anthony. Patrice came out of there. Rich Voss came out of there. Anthony Cumia, which is O and A, Opie and Anthony. Anthony Cumia, he's never really been a stand-up comedian, but he's a funny person, and on radio especially.
And that's what we got to also take into account. Just because you're funny in person don't mean you're funny on stage.
Right. And that goes to T.I. too. You can say funny things. You can say funny things in between your songs and people laugh, but that doesn't mean you're a comedian. That doesn't mean you're a funny person. You know what I mean?
100.
So I think there's going to be some, what's the word I'm looking for? Like when you're first starting out something, like when you're first starting to, like when a baby first starts to learn how to crawl, then walk, and then run, you know, there's going to be a process. And unfortunately, because T.I.'s name is so big, it's going to be a long process. It's probably going to be even longer for him unless he gets people to write for him. You know what I'm saying? And which Chris Rock does. I didn't know that until recently, that Chris Rock actually has writers. You know what I'm saying? But I think, if T.I. wants to do it, and if he continues to do it, and through all the boos and all this other shit, I would respect him more. But if he quits, like in about, you know, in a year, say fuck it and gets tired of it, then, you know, I mean, well, fuck it, he tried it. You know, that's about all I can say about that. But I don't see T.I. as a funny person. To be perfectly honest, whenever he did interviews and he was using all these big words and trying to sound intelligent and shit, to me, in my mind, he sounded dumber. You know what I'm saying? But if he can be up on stage and talking his regular words and saying whatever the fuck he wants to say, sure, I think he can form something. I think he can craft something and be better. You know what I mean? Anybody can if you just try it and keep doing it, keep working at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like this is the worst time to be a comedian too. Mm-hmm. Is it just me? This is like the worst time to be a stand-up comedian, and like in the history of comedians.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Because everybody's soft. Everybody's got a sensitive ass point of view of shit. Like I said last week, it's bitch made. A lot of people are just so fucking scary and so afraid. And we live in an era where everybody got opinions but don't have the facts to back it up. But we all agree with it. I've never understood that.
And that you can't make fun of it.
And you can't make fun. What the fuck?
Right, right. I was like that a little bit. I was like that a little bit, but years and years and years ago. You know what I'm saying? With politicians and shit like that. Yeah, I had one side that you couldn't fuck with. Don't be making fun of my guy. You know what I'm saying? Don't be doing that. I was like that straight up. Now, fuck that. It's so stupid. Just make fun of everything. I feel like you should be able to make fun of everything and anything. Nothing should be off limits.
I don't know where new
comedians that are coming out today, they have boundaries. They have walls that they don't want to break down because, you know, that may offend somebody. But the thing about comedy is it's offensive. You know what I'm saying? The O in comedy is offensive. I don't know, but I'm just saying it's supposed to be. It should be. And we shouldn't be afraid to say something that we are attempting to get a joke out of.
Yeah. I personally think comedians right now have the worst job in the world. Because you have to literally try to find humor in the most opinion-based world that I've ever seen. Not everything is meant to make you feel bad. I'm saying this shit because I'm saying this shit to actually make you laugh.
Sure.
And maybe it opens up your mind and say, you know what? Maybe I am tripping about that shit. That shit was kind of stupid. Mm-hmm. But the world that we live in right now is like I said, we live in a world where everybody has opinions. You don't have none of the facts to back it, but we're supposed to support it. Like, it's okay. No, that's wrong. It's kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree, man. I agree. You know, if it's a fucked up time, just like you said, yo, it's, you know, but the thing is, when in history has it ever been a good time to start something? You know what I'm saying? If you look historically, we're talking about comedy, for instance, people have always made fun of things, no matter what time period, no matter what's been going on. Throughout history, there's always been a court jester. Like we've even said it, the funniest dude in the crowd, you know, that chances are didn't want to get killed, so he became the court jester, you know what I mean? Or something like along those lines. You know, Mark Twain, they credit him for being the first comedian. And then after that is like Lenny Bruce in the 50s. He got arrested so many times on stage for talking about gay people or even bringing up gays. He says, he was like, I'm not going to do it any justice and I don't want to quote it, but he was saying like, okay, so you want to arrest somebody for being gay, but then you're going to send them in jail where there's going to be nothing but guys around. And, you know, those little types of things back in the 50s and 60s, you couldn't say those things. You couldn't say whatever the fuck you want to on stage. You got arrested for it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then after Lenny Bruce, you had, help me out here, because the mushrooms are definitely kicking in.
50s, 60s.
Red Fox. Red Fox, yeah. But he was underground. He was more like the Chitlin circuit. And then you had in the 70s, you had Pryor, you know, and then a different style of comedy when Pryor came out. When Pryor came out, he talked about himself. He talked about his life and, you know, shit like that. And that was different. And then after that, the 80s, you know, I don't remember.
Eddie Murphy.
Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock, the kings of comedy. You know what I'm saying? It's just blown up in so much more and so much more things. Now it feels like the restraint, they're trying to put a restraint around comedy again, like as if it was back in the beginning when it like became big, I guess, or in the forefront of things.
Yeah. I look at it like you got like a corporate comic where it's like he's going to work in your structure. He ain't going to fuck up his money. Yeah. And I feel like that's more like Kevin Hart, because Kevin Hart won't say half of the shit he used to say.
What's my man from Cleveland? He was the Kings of Comedy. What was his name?
Steve Harvey.
He said, I think he even said he would never go back up on stage because they'll cancel his ass. Have you ever heard any of Steve Harvey's old shit?
Old shit, yeah.
Oh my God, yo. Can't do that today because he's afraid to lose it all. Same thing with Kevin Hart. You right?
Kevin Hart, like Kevin Hart's like the corporate comedian. Like he could get all these acting roles and he could do all this shit, but I don't look at Kevin Hart like I used to look at him when he first got into the game. Like, limited. He's limited. He put himself in that box, though, by the way. So I that's why I don't really feel no way about Kevin Hart.
I don't know if he did necessarily. His success did.
And that's what I'm saying. But he did, because you could have been successful and still been like, nah, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I want to do. You can't be saying I'm going to still do stand-up, but yet you don't give the same content that you used to do. In a sense, right. It's like really watered down now. It's like you got to make sure that you don't fuck up your money and these commercials that you're doing and all that shit. Respect to the man, because he literally came from nowhere and became the biggest fucking comedian out of nowhere.
Came up at the same time as Big J Okerson, full circle.
Him and Big J was around Patrice O'Neal. They both came through Patrice O'Neal. So they clearly knew. But I think but when you look at like a Dave Chappelle, who isn't corporate, corporates fuck with him. He don't fuck with them. They run out to go fuck with him. And I think that's the difference. I think Kevin Hart has to monetize what he says. Whereas Dave Chappelle, that's why he gets all of this publicity when he says something, but you don't see Netflix dropping him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, Kevin Hart says some of the shit Dave Chappelle says. He's getting canceled and he's not even getting this out. He's getting shit. You can easily go back and see what the fuck happened when the tweets that he tweeted years ago came back out.
And I think that's when he dropped the ball, man. I think that's when he said sorry and all this other stuff, man. Hey, look, some of this shit that I've said is going to come back and bite me in the ass. I already know it. Okay. I'm nobody. And I already know that some of the shit that I said is going to come bite me in the ass. But what I will always say is that I always attempt the joke. I always try to make, I'm not a comedian. And I've always said that too. But I always try to make somebody laugh. If somebody out there that's listening, I hope you laugh. You know what I'm saying? And I'm always try to do that. In 10 years down the line, sure, man, I might regret it. But at the same time, yo, I would never regret me trying to make somebody laugh. You know what I'm saying?
Like when Kevin Hart did that shit, the fact that he stood on what he said first, he was like, I ain't never gonna apologize. Then they took the Oscars away from his ass. And he was like, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. You could have just easily said that shit from the beginning. The fuck? Trying to be all tough as shit. And then 5 seconds when your bag started getting fucked up, you wanted to jump out and be like, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Like, no, what type of bitch made shit is that?
Yeah. It's terrible, man. It's terrible. I'd love to play some clips and shit like that right now, but I'm not going to. We'll get kicked off of YouTube in a heartbeat. go look up, y'all. I mean, go look up Patrice O'Neal, man.
My God.
That was the fucking GOAT right there, man.
I was watching that shit. I was watching when he was talking about I ain't an atheist. I'm like, before that, he's like, I believe in God when I'm on planes. Like, I really believe in God. he's like, you ever try to make a side deal with God? You see an old lady getting on a plane. You're like, hey, ma'am, let me help you with that luggage. He's like, see God, see how amazing I am. You're not going to let the plane crash now, are you?
Once the plane lands, fuck your luggage, bitch.
I believe in ground karma, bitch.
Yeah. And then he had one, you fucking a chick from the back and you throw, you kick a little dirt. She turns around, you kick dirt in the eye and punch her. That's called the dirty pirate or some shit like that. That shit, yo, that shit is hilarious, man. And then look, he's had some great ones, man.
Yo, when he was like, he was like, pussy aged like bread, not like wine. I want to buy a baby. He said, "Do you want a Vince's glass of twine?" He's like, "Ah, you got no better yet than that." What the fuck? He said, "You got a better yet than that." What the fuck? Give me something younger, young, just anything. Water? That's I don't give a fuck. Just give me something younger.
Nah, man, that man right there is a classic.
Man, I would tell anybody
he's a classic. Cause ain't no other man that out. There's no more. There's people out there. It's not gonna be like that anymore. No. There's no comedians ever gonna be like Patrice O'Neal again, ever. You know what I'm saying?
I would tell anybody, if you want to watch a real comedian in a modern time, go look at Elephant in the Room, Patrice O'Neal. Elephant
in the Room. That's my favorite fucking album is too. Yeah.
If you don't go watch that fucking special, I can't really help you with trying to figure out comedians nowadays. Cause
man, you can tell by. Do you listen to Legion of Skanks then?
Nah.
Or have you, man, you would fucking love it, yo.
Because like, but they all come from that mold.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So I would easily probably love it because I love Patrice O'Neal. He's one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah.
Like the fact that he could easily find a way to like, he wasn't trying to be offensive, yeah. But he knew what he was doing.
Right.
He created a spark. Like that, like the fact that he was like talking to the dude, he's like, you like football? And dude was like, nah. He's like, what the fuck? Like you don't like football? What the fuck? Like it's just a cat. Like what the fuck you doing? He's like, nah, you know, it's too aggressive. It's too... That shit was so funny, dude.
Yeah, man.
He talked to the one couple, it was like, have you ever talked about having a threesome, ma'am? You never talked about having a threesome? Like, never? Like, what the fuck?
Man, comedy. You know, my favorite kind of comedy is the ones that push the lines.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And where there's things you can't say, but a comic says. And granted, it's got to be in a more thoughtful, more, I guess, eloquent way than anybody else could say it. Like when you see Dave Chappelle's comedy, you know he's not a stupid person. Mm-hmm. When you look at Patrice O'Neal, you know he's not a stupid person. You know what I'm saying? He's not just some goofy dude up on stage trying to make you laugh. Okay. That's my first yawn. That's weird because I've been feeling the mushrooms way before the yawn. But you know, hold on. Give me a second. My shed is melting. Is it on fire? Nah, let me stop. You know, I the ones that push the lines to me, I don't give a shit how much success they have in movies and Hollywood and stuff like that. To me, a great comedian can go up there and excuse me, go and do their set. And just be great at it, man. I'm sorry, dude. I feel like as if the great ones. Damn, dude. I'm sorry, yo. I'm gonna have to cut this out. My bad. The great comedians always and will always push the lines, mm-hmm. regardless of how much success they have, because they know. In the end, they may get money from all these movies that they do, but the fact of the matter is their bread and butter is on stage in front of people. And in that group, in that room, if they're the 500 people, 20 people that's there, if they're all laughing, that's all that fucking matters. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you're recording me doing stand up and you put it out to the world and I, you know, they, a bunch of people sit there and talk shit to me about it and tell me and try to cancel me over it. Well, you weren't in the room. Look, these 20 people were all cracking the fuck up. So what are you going to do about that? You know what I'm saying? You can't cancel everybody. You just have to accept the fact that there's comedy out there. There's not, comedy isn't for everybody. Not every comic is for everybody. So you have to understand that, you know what I'm saying? Like there was this thing called alt comedy back in the day. And that's really what this alt comedy is like. Nowadays is more like the woke shit. You know what I'm saying? The Hannah Gadsby's and shit like that. I think Hannah Gadsby did fucked comedy up, straight up. Do you know who she is?
I've heard of her.
Yeah, she's, I guess, some British chick or Australian chick or something. She had a comedy special on Netflix and it just wasn't funny.
Yeah.
It was all woke shit.
Yeah, that's never going to work.
Nah,
because
wokeism, yeah.
You're about to say exactly what I'm about to say. Woke isn't funny.
Mm-mm.
You need disrespectful comedy. I know it sounds fucked up, but you need disrespectful comedy because you actually, because motherfuckers need some shit to be outraged about, but you also need some shit that you're going to laugh your ass off to.
Facts.
And woke comedy is not funny. It's not. It's just not. Like that's why people go at Amy Schumer so fucking much, because it's like, you steal people's jokes and think we're just stupid and we not knowing it, that you're stealing these people's jokes.
Yeah.
Like, did you see on YouTube, it's like literally a bunch of fucking Amy Schumer jokes that literally she took from male comedians. I guess it's like a bunch of fucking jokes from male comedians that she just versed it, flipped it for women. And it's like, dude, if that's the case, it, I don't know. Like, I've always heard about the code of comedians where they only allow a certain amount of shit. Like, same thing with like Carlos Mencia when he was kind of getting
that's another Robin ass dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, everybody's like, oh, he was stealing shit from other people. Mm. And eventually he just got the fuck up out of here because a lot of people was just like, yo, I don't know if it's because she's a woman in a sense. That's probably why you can't really just go at her like that. But even in comedy, there's got to be some fuck the gender shit. It's like, you're stealing my fucking content.
Yeah. I think a part of that, too, is because she's Chuck Schumer's cousin.
I don't give a shit if he's in the fucking government. That's just wrong, bro. I care no fucks about you being in government.
She's so big, I don't even know if she actually watches stand-up comedy anymore. I bet you she just has the team of writers and the team of, I would blame the writers. Her, you know what I'm saying?
But you can't be a stand-up, and this is what it is. You can't be still doing stand-up comedy and not watch other motherfuckers. That's weird to me. Yeah. Like, even like, cause like watching like Kevin Hart, like it's always a clip that come up, but Kevin Hart was like, him and Chris Rock was at the Comedy Cellar. And he goes on stage, Chris Rock, like, oh, you about to go on stage? He's like, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna watch you and write down some jokes I thought was funny for you and what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And he was like, all right, I'm gonna do the same. And he was like, oh, Chris, you about to go on stage? He's like, yeah. And then he wrote down some jokes for him. That's what you're supposed to do. So you don't fuck up and cross that line of taking somebody's content.
Yeah.
Because like I said, for T.I., this should take 15, 20 years to create some content that you can actually go out there and physically do that everybody can easily say, okay, that was funny.
Some people can do it in 5 or 6. Those are the lucky ones.
That's Dave Chappelle's. That's Chris Rock's. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's Patrice O'Neill's. Like, that shit is rare to find. Like Michael Che. I can watch Michael Che do comedy because that shit feels authentic as fuck. Yeah. Like, if you watched his last special on Netflix, that shit was funny as fuck. I laughed at that shit.
I didn't like it.
That shit was so funny. Yo, that shit was funny to me.
I got into about 15 minutes of it. Only because go ahead.
You didn't see the whole thing. You just watched.
I ain't watched the whole thing. Now I got 15-20 minutes in. I feel like, you know, I don't know. I just didn't like it. I don't want to say nothing more about it, man. I don't want to get too deep. But yeah. It just wasn't for me. That's what I'll say. No, and I know, you know, it wasn't funny to me. Not that it wasn't funny overall and people didn't find it funny, because obviously you did. I just didn't find it funny. So I shut it off after like 15-20 minutes. But that goes the same with Dave Chappelle. His last special, I didn't think was that good. Flat out.
I had to go back. I'm going to be honest, I had to go back and watch the closer. I really did have to go back and watch the closer. And I think he was more so trying to make a point than he was trying to make people laugh.
Yeah. No.
And that's what he got.
But yeah, facts. I think you're right about that. And because, you know, he talked about the transgendered person that they went up on stage and all that, that, you know, and then, yo, he had a great point.
That was funny though.
That was funny. Like, that was funny though. Yeah.
He was like, he got on stage, grabbed that mic like a professional and bombed for 20 minutes.
Yep. I loved it.
That shit was
Sticks
funny
and Stones
shit.
Was great. 8:46. I don't look at that as a comedy special. That was not a
comedy. That wasn't even a comedy. Okay. I didn't really like Sticks and Stones.
No.
I didn't really like Sticks and Stones. I think because I like a couple of jokes from the bitch, but it was kind of like the Jesse Smollett shit. That shit was funny. Yeah. Not only is he a black actor and he's gay, but he's also from France. I was like, this shit is so fucking dumb. But those jokes, like, he had certain jokes in Sticks and Stones that I thought was funny as shit.
That's just it, right? You don't have to like the whole special, but they're comics. And they're going to make you laugh at some point.
And when you're good at your job, when you actually know what you're...
Kick her in the pussy. That shit is hilarious.
No, it's like the builder. The fact that he told you what he was gonna do, you completely fucking forgot.
And
he's doing it. So I kicked her in the pussy. Like, that's so fucking stupid.
And the same thing goes with the OJ stories. You know what I'm saying? He was like, by the end of this, I'm gonna have another OJ story. And then you forget about it, and then boom. Oh, let me tell you about the fourth time it's an art. That's why I love it so much. And you have it takes years upon years
to craft that shit.
And craft it. Yes, man. Can't be up there like, okay, T.I., it took years and years and years to perfect his craft to become as an artist, as a rapper, you know, and to get your sound. You know, like he's even as a podcaster for us, it takes time to find your voice. It takes time to find where you're at. Go ahead.
You've been doing this longer than I have. I've been in September, it'd be my third year doing podcasts, like fully doing podcasts. So I still don't think I'm good at this shit.
Nah, it ain't that much longer, bro. I've only been doing it probably, maybe 6 months longer than you. That's it.
Oh, shit. But to me, like, I'm still not good at this shit. I think I'm starting to find my rhythm with it, but I'm still not good at this shit.
I feel the same way about myself.
But it's going to take us a while.
Right.
Well, you got like podcasters that's been doing this shit for like, because I watched like The Brilliant Idiots. They've been doing that shit for a decade.
I can't stand. See, that's another one. Akash Singh. I don't think he's funny. I think to be perfectly honest, I think he's just a, I think he's an egotistical little shit. I don't like him at all. I really don't like that dude, yo. I don't know what it is, man. I don't like him. I don't like that kid, that guy. He was on Joe. I didn't like him before, but he was on Joe Rogan talking about, yeah, I've been doing it for 16 years or however long he said he was doing it. And I respect that he's trying to find the science of comedy, but you have to be, you have to be funny. And I don't think he's funny.
Yeah. I never really fucked with Akash. I watched Flagrant 2, some of it, when it's clips that I actually like the last one they did, the Will Smith roast. Mm-hmm. That shit was funny as shit. But that was mainly because of Andrew.
Okay.
That was mainly because of Schultz. Schultz killed that shit.
No, Schultz like, is the fucking man, yo.
Schultz is fucking funny. Can we just like get that man in flowers for a second?
Facts.
Like,
facts.
Like I watch The Brilliant Idiots, but I feel like Charlamagne is now so fucking commercial. It kind of fucks up. And he's the reason why I started doing podcasts. The Brilliant Idiots.
Charlamagne? Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Brilliant Idiots, but Charlamagne, because I wanted to do radio because of Charlamagne. I wanted to be like a
right on.
Like a Charlamagne. But even he's kind of now starting to get watered down. He's starting to be too fucking professional. And it's like, dog, what the fuck? Like, I can't fuck with that. Like, it's like, what are you? What are you trying to do? You took the line too fucking much. Sometimes you want to be outrageous and uncut like you used to be, and sometimes you want to keep motherfuckers in your pocket. Which one is it?
I think, and that's, you know, why what? I get age and success. I think that's what gets people.
And age, success. And never wanting to go back to where you used to be.
Yeah, facts.
It's, but it's okay to do it. I mean, like, it's like, if you understand the levels that you used to not have to go all the way through, but you can still maintain some of that uncut shit in you.
Facts.
And I think that's why people get fucked up so much, because they trying to play two sides. You're trying to be uncut, but you're also trying to be protective of your shit. It's like, come on, bro. Like, pick a side.
Yeah. No, I get it. it does get to a point where, like, you lose your edge. You know?
Yeah.
What I mean? Yeah. Facts. It gets like that. Chris Rock, he lost his edge.
For a little bit, yeah. Okay. We talk about comedy specials we didn't really like. Tambourine was okay.
Oh, man, I didn't even watch that shit.
That shit was okay. Like, it was decent, but it was kind of like, I don't know what you're really trying to strive for here. But like,
he did
you
it go at the like, Apollo, like, right? Was he at the Apollo?
What I forgot. What the fuck? I think he did do it at the Apollo.
Right? Yeah, okay.
But like the last couple comedy specials you go look at, like Bigger and Blacker, shit like that. Like, I can watch those. I can watch them bitches like it ain't nothing. Classics. I can watch them bitches like it ain't nothing. Never Scared, like shit like that. Like, I can watch that shit.
Yeah, facts.
But like, I think, like you said, I think as you get older, your content has to get more, I guess, protective, in a sense.
That's a good point. That's a good way to put it. I honestly just think when you get that successful, you don't do as many clubs, so you're rusty, and everybody. And, yeah. And once you get successful into a certain point, people are gonna laugh at it regardless if it's funny or not. You know what I'm saying? And Funny People. You ever seen that movie, Funny People?
With Adam Sandler.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It gets, a lot of times that's what happens. It gets to the point where you're so successful and people love you so much that they laugh at anything you say just because, oh, there's the punchline. Ha 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 ha. Let me laugh at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I think that can very easily, what's the word I'm looking for, man? God damn it. That can hinder people.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And especially like Charlamagne really was a comic. He's a radio guy and shit like that. Says off the wall shit.
But that's what people liked about him.
Now, right. He's reserved. But look at Howard Stern. Howard Stern has all he has honestly become is just old fucking jaw jacking. Nobody gives a shit about it no more. You know what I'm saying?
I don't ever want to do something to the point where I get to the point where I question why I'm still doing it.
Right.
Like, I feel like Howard Stern is just doing the shit because I'm still living off of my legacy from the past.
Mm-hmm.
I
think his legacy kind of died though a little bit. Soon after Artie Lang left, it was just like, who gives a shit about Howard Stern anymore? You know what I mean?
Artie Lang was a fucking go get it. Don't give a fuck.
Hell yeah, man.
I didn't give a fuck. He did not give a fuck. I think when Howard Stern started making, like, again, he got money, he got them big ass contracts, and he was just like, all right, I'm not gonna do it. I used to do, because I'm not gonna fuck up this bag. And it's like, it's only so much money you can make before you realize that shit has watered you down. It took away your content. Facts. It made you just a token of what you used to be.
Yeah, it's like one of like those teachers that get tenure. And, oh, you can't fire me now. I'm gonna just sit here and not teach the kids, or I'm just gonna whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that. And I think now he's on his way out, man. He's on his way out. Just like most of the legends, you know, if you don't die, you turn into the bad guy, if you will.
I don't even know if I was starting to turn into the bad guy, because
no, he's turned into a fucking just a chattering bitch. he has. If you listen to his show today, there is no difference from today's show than it was back in 2009 when Artie Lang was there. Same exact show. You haven't missed shit. It's crazy.
And literally, I grew up with people idolizing that dude.
Yeah.
Because of what he did for radio.
What he did, yeah.
He shaped radio. But I think that also, like you said, fucked him up in a sense, because when you change something, now people look at you as a pioneer. The problem is you can never get out of that.
Facts.
And like I said, you living off your legacy. That's fucked him. Because now you live in an era where your legacy is getting torn to shreds every fucking day.
Especially when he comes out and says podcast ain't shit. Fuck that dude.
Oh, fuck him. Fuck him already.
What he means by it.
Here's the thing. Podcast ain't shit, but you about to start doing a podcast as soon as they get rid of your ass at FM.
Hell yeah. Are you serious?
You're gonna jump your ass right out there doing a podcast as soon as FM get rid of your ass. I don't hear that shit. The podcast wasn't shit, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Stop doing it then.
Straight up.
Because FM gonna start looking at his ass like, we can't pay you all this money. You ain't even bringing in the ratings you used to bring in. Facts. Like they always do.
And if you're listening to this and you still listen to Howard Stern, flip the station over to Faction and just listen to The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Dan Soder's another funny motherfucker. Man.
I've never watched Billions or whatever the name of that show is, but I heard he's great on that.
Dan Soder, I watched him on Guy Code.
Yeah, he was on Guy
Code. So I remember how funny he was on there. Mm-hmm. Slow talking, but when he gets to the joke, it's funny as shit.
He does all voices and shit now. Yo, yeah, hilarious, man. He's great. Dan Soder's great. So let's run down. What are some of your favorite comedians?
Oh my god, I got like a top five and like an honorable mention.
Shit, you got it for real? All right, go ahead.
I got a top five. Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Patrice O'Neal. Cat Williams. That's four. Hold on. And Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin. I forgot about
and Bernie Mac as an honorable mention. If I had to put an honorable mention, it'd be Bernie Mac.
Yeah. Bernie Mac was a fucking... There should be a Hall of Fame of comedy. There really should be.
It really should, man.
Yeah. First inductee, though, should be Lenny Bruce. Let's see. I guess for me, damn, yo. I'm not going to put him in a category or top five or anything like that. I'm just going to name him. Ari Shaffir, Big J. Okerson, Patrice O'Neal for sure. Fucking Bernie Mac is definitely in there, man. Fucking Dan Soder is great. God damn, man. It's just so fucking many, man. There's so many.
And I literally just thought of like a couple, like Roy Wood Jr.
He's fucking great. He did I Can't Believe or This Is Not Happening. He took that from Ari Shaffir. So Ari Shaffir was the first like second season host of that show. He created that show, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess they fired him or something, and they were looking for another host. Roy Wood was like, went to Ari. He was like, yo, do you mind if I take it? Ari was like, nah, man, you go ahead. Because he likes to see other comics do better. You know what I'm saying? It's not, it's not even about none of that corporate shit or whatever, whatever. He's like, yeah, man, go ahead. But to this day, that's like a running joke about him being a better host of the same exact show that Ari was in.
Because Roy Wood, like his fucking ones that he be doing is funny as shit.
Nah, Roy Wood is hilarious.
Ali Sadiq.
Fucking right. I love some Ali Sadiq, man. Ali Sadiq is fucking great, yo. Mexican got on boots. Mexican got on boots.
I gotta go find this goddamn dude on the damn junkie. I don't know what the fuck this motherfucker looking like. I'm looking for a guy that might look like
Mexican. Oh shit, Mexican dude got on boots.
And it took off running. Now I'm running behind his ass. So I need to know why the fuck Mexican got on boots. This shit. He was like, so I went to my celly and asked him, hey, what Mexican got a boots got of me? Oh, we go. He's like, it's gonna be a riot. We're gonna stop and become a black dude. He's like, wait a minute. Does the riot start in here? Because we just ate lunch together. Like, what the fuck?
That's Bobby right. Because Sally was Mexican too. That's right.
This motherfucker, like, he's like, the fact that he's like, so I'm bobbing and weaving. I'm kicking. But I got a goddamn knife to protect myself, so I get cut. My motherfucker, they don't even have it on no boots. The fucking one when he was like, Ari Shaffir gave him mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. What was it? He was like, he left. It was like in the green room or something like that. He was just, because he's vegetarian or vegan or something like that.
He's vegan, yeah.
He just started eating them, and Ari comes back into the room. He was like, what happened to those mushrooms? He's like, I ate them. And he's like, they were good. I mean, they probably needed some salt or something, but no, they were good. He's like, oh. So many great comedians, and I feel like that with this whole cancel culture thing, I think hopefully cancel culture is going away, but I think there's always going to be a remnants of that there. You know what I'm saying? The same thing with liberalism, if you will, it eats itself. You know what I'm saying? It attacks itself. So all you have to do is basically step back and watch it and wait. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
You can't cancel everybody.
That's facts.
You can't cancel everybody because the people you're supposed to be canceling have done way worse shit, but you give them a pass because you like them. Facts. So that's hypocritical as fuck that you actually are like, nah, we're going to cancel him, but we can't cancel Kanye because Kanye's a musical genius. We need to get Kanye around. It's like, no, nigga, he's fucked up too. Like, what the fuck is
this? Facts. But, you know, it gives us neutrality. People like Kanye makes us realize kind of where the center is, if you will. You know what I'm saying? I guess.
Like, y'all get mad at a motherfucker for making a joke about somebody's wife that we didn't know had alopecia. But yet, Kanye West has literally killed a motherfucker in a music video that's alive. Yeah. It's just dating his wife, his ex. And you motherfuckers like, but I can understand that. The fuck are you talking? How the fuck do you understand that, but you can't understand a joke? The fuck is going on?
Oh, man. Shit is crazy. Yo, this world, society is fucking nuts, man. What the fuck is going on, man?
Think about that for a second. Like, literally, this man Kanye literally made a Play-Doh version of Pete Davidson, killed him, buried him alive in a music video. But you motherfuckers could justify a grown-ass man going on stage just slapping another grown-ass man because he's having a mental breakdown. Okay. Mm-hmm.
He should have slapped her. But anyway. Oh, and Chris Rock did come out and say that he's not talking about it until he gets paid. And from what I understand, he's suing. He's going to sue Will Smith.
Which he should have. And he should.
He should. Okay. I apologize to everybody who's watching, listening. These mushrooms got me. Let's wrap this part up and let's get into the real nitty gritty of the show. The part that we probably will get canceled for. But before that,
it ain't no maybe. We getting canceled for this shit. Let's
facts.
In about 5-10 years, people gonna be like, who the fuck are these dudes saying this shit? and then they can just pull these girls and do what the fuck. Yes.
One of these days we should do a never mind.
Oh my god.
All the ones that we killed, put them together and try to do a FMK with them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god, that'd be interesting. That'd be an interesting one.
We could call it KKK.
Oh, we definitely getting canceled. What the fuck y'all mean by that? I'm getting canceled before you, though. You're a black man. You're going to let KKK slide on your...
Nah, that's why you'll slide. I'm done. I'm super done. You ain't one of us.
Oh, my God.
I'm honorary. From what Jay said, I'm honorary.
Oh, my God. So let's get to the shit that we're going to get canceled for.
But before we do that, man, let's do your plugs.
Oh, shit. Brand new show. On podcast platforms everywhere. I just dropped the new episode with my people from Culture TV Podcast. We're in conjunction. I sat down with an amazing artist from Miami. We talked a lot about a lot of great things. Got some more shit coming. I don't know when I'm going to be able to do another podcast episode. For this upcoming, actually, I'm working on season 5 already, which I'm gonna talk to you about, but later. But season 5 is on its way because season 4 is almost done. I don't know how many more episodes I got of it, but it's almost done. So Brandon Janu Show on Instagram.
Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, man, Brandon Janu Show on Instagram. You can just go to Instagram, and follow me there, cause I go on Facebook. I look at some shit, but Facebook has got too many people I know, and that's already a problem. So, for real, Facebook got too many people I know. I don't like that shit. I post and get the fuck. I literally post and get the fuck. That's all I do. I repost y'all shit and that's it. I don't do shit after that. I don't. I get the fuck off of Facebook as fast as I can. But yeah, Instagram, YouTube channel, Brand New Show. I still got a Patreon. I got to get back to posting shit on there. But pretty much Brand New Show.
Follow the Brandon Janu Show Facebook page too. I hear you. Y'all, I'm floating right now. All right. So I apologize again to everybody watching, listening. I took about 4 grams of the mushrooms before I started. I realized it was going to hit right before 5 minutes into the show. I thought it was going to be a couple, in about an hour now.
You started drinking the motherfuckers. I didn't
Oh shit! And like 10 minutes ago, we all started floating. Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, it was weird. Anyway,
you got the mushrooms that Ari Shaffir gave him. Ali Sadiq.
Facts.
Yo, if you start having like the motherfucking slump face in the mindset wise, you're like. My face slumping and shit. I'm like,
I ain't gonna lie, man. This is the best I've felt in a long time, man. Like internally, that's my good, whole man. Entire body, man. So fuck that everything.
That's good. That's good, man.
follow the RSA podcast. RSA podcast everywhere. I'm only doing everything right now on Patreon. That's patreon.com/RSA. Everything's on there. So if you join.
Great content on there.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. If you follow that for less than a cup of coffee a month, don't want to work. less than a cup of coffee a month. You can join up. You can see all the things that's going on with me. And you get a bunch of content from the past. You know, you get 4 great shows. You get the Dark Therapy Session, the RSA podcast, the Let Up, and the Skank Bank podcast. And you also get the stuff that I did prior, like way back in the day when I first started, which was the 3L podcast. You get all that for less than a cup of coffee a month. So go to patreon.com/arse. And May 16th at 7 p.m., Access 21 will be taping a live taping for Diva Speaks Relationships Podcast Network. We're looking for people to come in person to watch, as we do that, as we record the episode. And so I'm not doing a good job at it right now, but I promise you it'll get better as time goes on. But so mark your calendar for May 16th at 7 p.m. Access 21 in person. It's going to be me, Diva Speaks, and it's going to be the Cognac Room with Jay Slim Kid and Lyric. She's actually going to be there too. So that's great, man. It's going to be all of us. We're all going to be there. We would love to have a live audience. So if you would like to be part of the live audience, please contact one of us for seating. That should be it. I think that's all I got right now. Oh, Instagram, Arsay Senior, RSAYSR. Yeah, that should be it. I'm good now. All righty, man. Let's do this. Let's get to the nitty gritty, like I said earlier, the cancelable offense, if you will.
Let's get canceled.
All right, let's see here. Let's see if I can do it because I got it. There we go. All right. So, let's boom, just like that. So, this week's FMK is first off, FMK. Fuck, marry, kill. You got to fuck one, marry one, kill one. This week is Jennifer Lawrence, Joy Taylor, and Zendaya from Euphoria. I mean, I don't think we need to say anything else about who she is. I mean, she's fucking huge. Yeah, facts. Right. So, Mr. Brandon, I'm going right to you. Oh, who would you marry? Who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Oh, my God. All right. I'm marrying Zendaya. That's like obvious. I'm marrying her. Listen.
When I threw her into the
Hated you immediately. I was like, you son of a bitch. I said, you son of a bitch. Fuck that. I'm marrying her. I gotta marry her. Oh my god, I gotta marry her. Oh, look at that. Oh my god. Listen, nice. She's wearing a few. She's fucking beautiful, man. I don't know how to fucking word that shit. Fucking beautiful. I can't even word that. Oh my god. Yeah. So I'm marrying Zendaya. Stop doing the pictures. Literally, I'm literally like trying to fucking post it. And you just switching pictures. come on. Yeah. She's getting married by me. Don't stop making this harder.
Like, she's getting married.
She's married. She's married by me.
She's already. Oh, I'm married. You. Yeah, yeah.
I'm married. That's true. I'm married to Zendaya. That's kind of like obvious.
Okay.
Fuck. I'm fucking Joy Taylor. And I gotta kill Jennifer Lawrence. I don't want to kill Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. Heart just stopped for a second. I'm sorry. He's like, wow. I gotta kill Jennifer Lawrence just off of the fact that she cool with Amy Schumer. Huh?
What?
She cool with Amy Schumer. That's all I'm gonna take it as.
That's the only reason.
That's it.
Okay. Damn, yo, I can't believe you killed her. That's
funny. I gotta kill her. Listen, her as Mystique. Oh my god, now I'm having like her as Mystique.
Oh my god, yes. Hell yeah.
Oh my fucking god, dude. Stop doing pictures. Stop it. You made this hard already. I don't like this.
I don't know who Joy Taylor is. Should I know who Joy Taylor is? Oh, wait, she's a singer. Didn't she wear like a Trump Like nah, her address? That ain't her?
She's a sports analyst.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know who she is. Okay. I don't know who she is. On that note, she's dead to me.
Okay.
I'll kill her. Yeah, I don't know her. You know what I'm saying? She's pretty. Pretty enough. And if she's going to pretend like she knows sports now, let me stop. I'm going to jail. they had never mind. I was gonna say something. Forget it. So I'm killing her. Damn, she find that picture too, yo. Golly. Yeah, I'm killing her though. I gotta kill her. So I'm either gonna marry Jennifer Lawrence or Zendaya. I'm going to marry Jennifer Lawrence, yo.
Okay.
That means I'm fucking your wife, bro.
It would be the first time, by the way. I just want to say.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. Luckily, this is all fictional. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, clearly.
I'm not even going to say that. People will hate me if I said that. I think Jennifer Lawrence is fucking beautiful, man. So I'll be happy to have her as my wife. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Zendaya, she's fine as shit, man. She's just too young for me. You know what I'm saying? She's a little too skinny as well. You know, but she, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just I'd hit it and quit it. You know what I mean? Oh damn. See, like right there. Great day. But I'm sure she's probably underage. See, that's the thing about me, man. It's like age really does play a lot, man. Cause flipping through it earlier, I saw a picture of her when she was like 10 years old. I'm like, oh man, that fucked me all up. You know what I mean?
But she's like, what, 25?
I don't know. When I saw this one, I was like, oh, that fucked me all up. I don't want to look at that shit. But yeah. So I guess I'm marrying Jennifer Lawrence, I'm fucking Zendaya, and I'm killing Joy Taylor. Damn. So what was yours again?
Marrying Zendaya, fucking Joy Taylor, killing Jennifer Lawrence.
Damn. I wouldn't.
This is
like my shit for last week. Can I fuck her first?
Yeah. Yeah. Go now. Can I fuck a dick killer like that? Like,
nah. But the rules are, you gotta kill her. I mean, you can fuck her after you kill her, right?
Nah, that's now you just sick.
I'm a sick motherfucker. Nah, let me stop. she's very pretty. I don't know. I'd never heard of her before. So, nice. That was fun. Now I gotta figure out how the fuck to get out of here. There you go. I got it. It's new every time we do it because doing it now without editing and producing the way I do everything and shit like that. Sorry, I was looking over. I saw something crawling on the wall.
That's mushrooms. Yeah.
Like for yo, you were in a space like you had a fucking astronaut helmet on for the majority of that shit. But
I'm out of space, baby. I'm out of space. I'm NASA's in a shit.
No, but no, man. Cool. Cool, man. I apologize to you though, man. For real.
Man. I made the episode better. Straight up made the episode better.
I don't know. Maybe I'm gonna probably kill myself later. Nah, over it. You know what I mean? But we'll see. Not in the literal sense. Just beat myself up over it.
Oh man.
But yo, let's wrap this one up.
All right, then. Today's topic was comedy. Listen, you can't cancel comedy. I clearly, me and RC love unapologetic comedians that don't give two fucks. That don't give two fucks about your reviews or your Twitter feeds or how much you are offended today. I care fucking less. I'm gonna say what the fuck I feel, because that's what the fuck I felt. I don't give a fuck how you feel. You gotta also take into account comedians have been working this material for damn near 8-9 months to craft it to the best of their abilities to make you not be offended, but also get their point across. So if you're offended, you just found a way to be offended. I don't understand how the fuck that is. They literally have.
And I don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry to cut you off, but yo, these specials, these comedians work at least a year before you see it on Netflix. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like when you hear comedians speak on how they created their content, it's literally like an 8-9 month to a year process of crafting the content to the point where they know they could get blowback from it, but they also know, did you not laugh? Yeah. Did you not think? Did you not feel something in the content? So you got to give comedians they fucking flowers, man. I know it's fucking weird that we're coming off of giving comedians love after talking about Will Smith slapping a comedian, but fuck Will Smith and comedy's funny. Fuck you. my top five comedians is to me, those are my guys. I also fuck with Gabriel Iglesias, which is another one that I fuck with heavy.
Fluffy?
Shout out to him. Yes, I fuck with Fluffy. Yeah, who don't fuck with Fluffy? Who don't fuck with Fluffy?
Joe Coy? Fuck yeah.
I fuck with Fluffy, man.
You know Joe Coy?
Yes, I know Joe Coy. Yeah, facts. Yeah, man. Andrew Schultz. Shout out to Schultz. Pete Davidson. All you sons of bitches. I fuck with Guy Code, pretty much. I don't know what it is about that, but I fuck with Guy Code.
Jimmy and Warren, shout out.
Oh, shit, bro. Bill Burr.
The real R. Kelly. Fucking Robert Kelly. Bobby Kelly. A.K.A. You know what, dude?
Yo, we can do this shit all day.
All day. I love shit. Comedy, man.
We can clearly do this shit comedy, all bro. Day, all man. Day, yeah. But yeah, man. F. Mary Kill. Oh, Joy Taylor so fine. I just want to fuck. Is it there? You so goddamn fine. That shit is just listen. I don't like this F. Mary Kill shit because we get to the point where we gotta like really pick some fucking tough ass shit. This shit, it used to be easy. Like the first one we ever did, that shit was easy as shit.
The Kardashians are easy, yeah.
That was easy to do. This shit getting fucking mind-bending now. It's like, God damn, bro.
Who the fuck are we going to do today?
Oh, my God. We get to the point where we got to question shit.
Yeah, like, facts.
We better not ever do like twins or some shit. Oh, we fucked.
Like, good point. Hey, the Olsens. We need to do FMK.
I gave him that content right then and there. I knew it. I saw it in his eyes. His eyes lit up.
Yeah, We already did one Olsen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she the baddest one out of all?
She the baddest one out of all. Exactly.
Is she the baddest one out of all them? Facts. So
I think we both married her too.
Did we?
We either fucked her or married her. We definitely didn't kill her.
No, I don't think we killed her. Damn, we didn't really kill her. Holy shit. No, we did Marvel. I forgot who. I know we did Scarlett Johansson. I forgot the other girl who was in that fucking Marvel shit.
Go back and listen. Y'all tell us.
Yeah, y'all just tell us. Fuck. Oh, I got another FMK next week that we're going to talk about. But yeah, this shit is, listen, this is how fucked up this is. You see how we had to work through the material today? That's what comedians do. They got to work through their goddamn material. Let them be comedians, goddamn it. Don't cancel the right to laugh. That's what the fuck we getting to the point of.
Facts. That's a good point.
We're getting to the point where we're canceling the right to laugh at motherfuckers. You did some stupid shit. I think we should laugh at you. What type of shit is that? Where is the point where I gotta think about your feelings?
Yeah.
You can think about your feelings when you did that stupid ass shit. So why should I?
Right. You are a fucking genius. You know that? You are a fucking genius.
Listen, no, say that, because now people are going to come at me like, well, you're a genius. Say some shit that's genius, motherfucker. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know how motherfuckers are nowadays. They get emotional over stupid shit. Just stupid shit. Shit that make no sense to get emotional over.
Brandon Yeezus. All right, that wasn't that funny.
No, I'm full of Kanye, so that shit funny to me. Yeah. Oh shit, man, this shit is But dark therapy sessions is here for comedians. If your shit funny, if your shit not funny, I would tell you like T.I. You deserve to get booed. That shit wasn't funny. The clip I saw, that shit wasn't funny.
I think at every fucking show that T.I. is on, if it's not funny, don't laugh. And, you know, and after fucking years and years and years and years, you know, of him doing it, he'll be better. You know what I mean?
My thing is this. We live in a society right now where people want to defend everything. You can't defend shit. I feel like if you want to be a comedian, you go ahead and take these boos, nigga. That's what makes a comedian. Facts. I ain't never heard a comedian say they never got booed. Where the fuck did that ever come from?
Yeah.
That's what makes you better. That's what makes you better. Or get punched in the face when you're trying to tell a joke. But nobody gonna touch T.I. because he's T.I.
Word.
You don't want to get punched in the face? Make these jokes better. That's how this shit go. Make me laugh at least and be like, you know what? I ain't gonna punch you. That shit was actually funny. That shit was actually funny. But y'all gotta get out this goddamn this soft ass, this sensitive ass, we can't laugh at jokes no more mindset. The shit that make motherfuckers laugh is not even funny. I don't even know how you laugh on TikTok. That shit ain't even funny.
Yeah.
I have no clue
this whole time, bro. Go ahead.
I don't know how you laugh at TikTok. I have no idea how motherfuckers laugh at a TikTok person. This shit not funny to me.
I'm not on TikTok, so I can't really comment. But a lot of comedians are finding success on there.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
That's a whole other conversation. Fact. Are you really finding success, or are you just watering down your material?
Let's not get into that. Yeah. Facts. That's a whole, oh my god, that's a whole other 2 hours. Yo, we could talk about that shit straight up.
Just saying, listen, stop trying to cancel laughing. That is fucking wrong. Stop this shit. I'm tired of this shit. Every 5 minutes you got a motherfucker emotional about a joke. You can't be goddamn that damn sensitive. Like, where's your line?
I like that, man. I like that a lot.
Where's the line? Like, where's your line? Where can we laugh?
Right.
If your line is watching Bernie, you know, Sesame Street, then your ass don't need to be listening to us, because this shit is raw.
Oh, yeah. People breaking necks and, oh, my God, this is fucking wild. We don't know what the fuck we're doing here. We're just talking to them, man. Damn.
if you would not like us if you go back and watch the first couple episodes we was playing.
Facts. If you woke, you gonna hate us. You don't give a fuck about being woke.
When a motherfucker get hit by a car, in a fucking garage, and we laughing as hard as we fucking can at the shit, you gonna think something wrong with us.
I had to stop bringing fucking videos in because I didn't want to look like a fucking psychopath. You feel me? I was like, okay, man, I ain't bringing no videos. There's a lot of shit out there that makes me laugh, yo.
Bruh. Oh my God. It'd be stupid shit. Oh my God. It'd be stupid shit. We laugh at stupid shit. I don't know if you people have realized this, but the shit that you be like, that's so wrong. I'm laughing my ass off at it because it's funny to me.
Yeah.
We got to get back to the point where we can laugh at shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't offensive. Like, bitch, I thought that shit was funny. I don't know what the fuck you want me to do for you. I can't help you with that. Hey, right. That shit was funny to me.
Yeah, facts. That's it, man. Close it out. Oh, wait, before you close it out. Thanks. Everybody for watching, for listening. Really do appreciate it. I'm doing my best here, you know, with the limited resources and extremely high on mushrooms right now.
Yo, if you start getting cerebral palsy, you start looking like slipping, I might have to finish this show.
Shit, you might have to edit. Nah, let me stop. You know, I might be goofy and laugh and all this other kind of shit. And, you know, I'm doing the best that I can, especially with the situation that of life. And you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. I needed this episode because I've been in a fucking dumps for a minute. So I needed this episode.
Great, man. So. That's fucking great to hear. I'm glad you're here too, man. Straight up. And I'm glad that we were able to laugh, and I'm glad we were able to do, you know, even though I'm fucking your wife, I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, we can come here and laugh about it.
I didn't kill a juror, so it's okay. I killed a juror, so it's okay.
That's a good point. That is a great fucking point.
At least she alive. At least she alive. Fuck. What can I do?
Facts. Yeah, thank you everybody for that watched, listen, subscribe, all that good shit. And email us darktherapysession@gmail.com. Hit us up.
Yo, we gotta get back to that. I know we've been gone, but email us, Gmail, Dark Therapy Sessions, comment, put comments in the damn thing. All that. We gonna get to y'all that also been hitting us in DMs and saying y'all won't be on the show. We gonna get to y'all eventually.
Hashtag no edits because I can't edit. Even all that shit I said earlier. I said I'm gonna have to try to fucking figure out how to edit this. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I'm probably not. I'm too lazy.
Are you too fucked up right now? He's fucked up right now. So y'all lucky that y'all getting this episode. Now how about that?
And you just got right back into your astronaut helmet. And that's hilarious. No, but no, seriously, on a on a more heartfelt note. Thank you. That's all.
I know you said that. Thank you too. But thank you. Yeah, thank you. I know you said that. Thank you too. But thank y'all for listening, for fucking with us, subscribing, doing anything, man. We really, really appreciate the shit. And y'all keep fucking with us. We gonna keep doing the crazy shit, outlandish shit that we do.
Yo, that shit doing something weird under you right now. That's crazy.
This has been a Dark Therapy Sessions. Goodbye. Yeah, just see.
Session is closed, bitches. Peace.